Okay, but it's just for those two lots. It does not include any hotel or motel land or anything like that. It's just for the two lots, commercial lots, and then the...
Well, yes. Our current site plan does not right now incorporate that motel. We'd be happy to continue negotiations with the owner of that property, and based on acquisition price, you know, would have to work that into the overall economic model.
All right. I guess my thought is, and I guess I'd like to understand your numbers a little bit better, but you don't have all of that right now. 20% seems a little steep to me. I would be negotiable on that, though, as long as we're developing those lots in the front and have ideas to move those forward quite quickly. As far as the whole development, obviously the apartments would be phase one.
Well, I mean, we would create the entire, I mean, development is phase one, you know, including the road,
Right. Creating
the commercial parcels. And we would share, you know, your desire to move the commercial parcels along as quickly as possible and find users. You know, as far as use goes, I also just want to kind of point out that, you know, Zilber owns a large portfolio. You know, we have office buildings. We have a large portfolio of light industrial buildings. You know, we didn't go into this completely married to apartments, but given, you know, our review of the market, working with the leading brokers in the market on the commercial side, you know, we determined that this is the appropriate use given today's market for both residential and commercial uses in this area.
Okay. If they were built, everything would be built, including all that stuff in the middle?
Yes, they would all be built in one phase, correct.
Okay. That's not negotiable. That would all be...
Yeah, obviously, if you try to do it in two phases, you add additional costs for mobilization, demobilization, and inflation factor on construction costs, which usually don't tend to go down over time. So it's certainly much more cost-effective to do it as one phase.
Okay. And then the little corner on the, I don't know, is the southwest side of the properties. How big is that? It's just an interesting area to me. Okay, that's all I have.
Alderman Barber.
In your initial thoughts about the additional property there, the motel and the restaurant go away?
Our preliminary assessment would be to probably try to keep the restaurant building and redevelop the rest as a commercial parcel.
Alderman Mayer, and then Alderman Willow.
Go ahead.
Alderman Willow.
Joel, I sent you an email about units per acre today. Were you able to get that?
Yeah. Shortly before 5, I think it's been back, but I have some notes here, too.
I asked this question of Joel just to give a comparison on apartment density that's currently in the city as to compare to what this is.
So they're proposing something about 12 to 13 units per acre, apartment units per acre. We did some previous comparisons with some of the apartment developments, not all of them within Franklin, but a couple other projects within the last couple of years. So bottom line, for apartments that have single-family residential adjacent to them, they range from Whitnall Point with 18 units per acre down to 9 units per acre, Parkwood Village and College Avenue. All the apartments, they range from a lot less than that. I think it was 4 units per acre. The highest that we have that we're aware of is 30 units per acre. for the Franklin Place with that senior housing. So again, for straight up market rate apartments, that range is more like 20 to 10 units per acre. Ballpark Commons would be 10 units per acre. If you look at the senior housing apartments, those densities get higher. The highest one that we had was 30 units per acre.
That's very helpful. And the 9 units per acre on College, those are condominiums and not apartments. Okay. All right.
Alderman Mayor.
I'm wondering about if you thought about percent of increment versus percent of cost on your request for funding, and that might be a little bit better way to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, as a percent of total increment in the district, including, you know, the assessed value of this development, would be 3-4% of total increment.
It's really
taking an opportunity of using, you know, the current district to create this additional value, which you have a short-term window, you know, in Franklin to take advantage of.
It's just a nice way to look at it and say the increment the taxes we're going to bring in is this, and the percent that we're asking for is this versus our cost is this, and we're asking for percent, I guess, is the way I was trying to look at it. And then in comparison to the Little Cancun restaurant, which I'm glad to hear you're going to work with, because I just came from there before the meeting, so I eat there often, and it's a very good.
We actually ate there after the neighborhood meeting. It was very good.
Yes, it is. In comparison to that, what would the scale of restaurant be that you have that is kind of interested? Is that something you can...
Careful what you say.
Yeah, I really don't know. They haven't given us a building square footage or layout that they would want, so it would be an absolute total guess.
I'm just wondering if it's going to be more fast food chain type or more, you know...
Oh, the specific restaurant we've talked to that has expressed some interest, I would...
Careful, Mike.
...be surprised if that goes forward, personally.
I'm sorry. I've been through this too many times.
Right.
Somebody's going to put a name out there, and then all of the...
I never asked for a name.
Absolutely not.
I think they're more intelligent enough to get that they won't get a name. So.
I was hoping this was going to be a quick meeting. Alderman Mayor.
After this.
I just want to point out,
start rolling.
Market rate apartments with direct access to 27th Street is not a good idea.
Anyone else? Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, move on to item number 4, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for use, special use retail pet supply at Wyndham Village. Alderman Dandria.
I want to make the motion.
Thank you.
Second. Proof.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, reconsideration for the conditions on the Tuckaway Pines development. This is going to be complicated, so I'll bear with us. Alderman Dandria wants to change one of the conditions from coining to something else.
Soldiering.
Something else to something else. None of us really care, but here's the way it's got to work. We've got to vote to reconsider the action and then re-vote to do that. So
let's do it.
Make the motion.
Your motion to reconsider action taken July 19th, 2016, to adopt 2016 et al. For Tuckaway Pines condominiums. Is that okay?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Just make sure. Do I have to say it all?
As set forth
in the council action.
So second. Moved.
Yes.
Your second?
Yeah, second.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. To bring it back to the table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, please mark it unanimous. Okay, so the motion to reconsider has passed. So now we're back to the original motion.
We need to turn this down or can we modify it?
If the main motion is out there.
Okay, the main motion is back on the table, which was to approve the condominium development. Joel, with what?
Changing condition 7, number 7A.
What was it approved for? What was the motion on the table back then?
To approve the special use.
With? coining, or?
So the original one, the original motion was with coining.
Okay.
Now the new one would be with coining or soldier person.
All right. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Are we okay?
Per the action.
Yeah. Again, this action is per the council action sheet with the word or inserted in the original motion. All those in favor, everybody clear?
Yep.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion
abstain.
Carries. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Abstain.
We have 5 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention, no absent. Motion carries. Move on to item G6, an ordinance to amend unified text amendment. This is complicated. SIC code or classifications 8661, religious organizations, to allow for such uses as permitted as a permitted use in the B3 community development. Excuse me. B3 community business district. The applicant is Root River Church. B3 Community Business District Standard SIC Category Title Number 86, which includes membership, organizations permitted, and special uses. Unified Development Ordinance requirements. The Department of City, Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Deedle.
Mr. Deedle.
So, brief introduction. This was at the last Common Council meeting. There was some interest expressed by the Council of a possible another alternative. So the Council action sheet identifies three alternatives, some of which have two parts. The first alternative would be what the applicant is requesting, as they're requesting. It would be approval of a UDO text amendment for their use to be permitted. That's one motion. That's one option. Second option, with two parts, would be what staff was originally proposing was recommend denial and then also direct staff to prepare a UDO text amendment to take out all those potentially similar uses so nobody could argue that we're treating the church different than everybody else. So that's what staff was originally proposing. Third one is the new alternative, which would be to do a UDO text amendment to have all these be special uses. Treat the church same as membership organizations. They're all special uses, and they have to come back and get a special use approval.
So just so everybody understands the motions on the page, the one on the one on the bottom of the page is to deny. To approve.
Mm-hmm.
And church functions would be okay throughout entire B3. Second one, which is top and next paragraph, is deny the church and make them all special uses, but deny the church.
No. Just the UDO text amendment.
You did a good job explaining it.
Just the UDO.
Really good job.
We'll get there.
That they're all special uses, and then the church has to come back and do a special use.
So I know all.
Second one. We're talking the second one. I'm confused. I jumped to the third one. Second one was
he did a great. Joel did an awesome job explaining. I had a motion. I'm saying let's do number three. Let's just move on. We had a debate last time, so that's your honor. I just want to make. I want to go with option three. So I'm going to make a motion to deny the applicant. So motion to deny an ordinance and amend the unified development ordinance text table whatever class eight, you know, title 8661 religious organization. So that's the first motion. Then I'm going to come in with.
All right. That's the very top of the page 58. No. Okay. Is there a second? No.
Yes. That's the top.
Is there
of the
a second
page.
To that motion?
You don't want to do them both at the same time?
No,
you
no, we got to do the first one. Then.
One at a time.
Okay, a second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right, then my next motion will be the last one on page 58, which is the motion to direct Department of City Staff Development to commence a process that makes this a special use in the B3. All these different organizations, including religious.
Second.
Okay, just so everybody understands, that does not approve the use. It just makes it a special use. You come back for an application for your particular use. Okay? So,
Mr. Chair. Only with regard to the motions,
this evening, including the one that was just passed, I understand, and I think the world understands, that it's based for all the reasons, upon all the reasons as were discussed
at the last meeting,
at the last Common Council meeting, and the information contained in the packet, as well as Plan Commission recommendation.
Alderwoman Mayer.
I just want to get a clarification, Joel, on the difference between the second motion, or the, I guess, letter I and letter II.
So the middle one is staff's proposal that we would deny this, period. And then it just, the way that we do it, make sure that it's legal and defensible and all that kind of stuff. So we're denying it, straight up denying it. And then because we agree that somebody could consider these similar religious uses, similar to membership uses, we would also ask to have another motion so that staff would do a UDO text amendment to deny those as well. So we'd be taking out religious institutions and membership organizations, taking them out of all the B3s. None of them would be allowed anymore. So that's the middle one. The end one would be just clearing the slate. They're denied for all the reasons that we've mentioned at the previous meeting at the Planning Commission. But then coming back and doing this UDO text amendment to allow these uses and the membership, religious and membership, to be special uses.
Why was it, and I wasn't at the last meeting, so this is why I need some clarification, why was it that the staff recommended doing it with that middle motion?
Staff felt that these kinds of uses, primarily the religious, don't add anything and don't help support commercial retail uses that you commonly find in the B3 zoning districts. So that, therefore, we recommended no. Towards the end of the review process, and the city attorney's office looked into this even more because of some of the points that the applicant raised at the Planning Commission meeting, for instance, verified that there have been court cases that treated some of these membership organizations similar to religious. So that if we want to say no to religious organizations, to be safe and defensible, we should really say no to membership organizations. And that's what staff's recommend. So again, but the bottom line is, we think that the religious organization uses and membership organizations, to a lesser extent, don't add a lot to the B3 district. And it's specifically, the B3 district is specifically intended to be retail commercial, not institutional. This zoning district, religious organizations, is allowed in 5 other zoning districts in the city. And they also have institutional zoning district that they're allowed in, but all these membership organizations aren't. They could come back and say they're not being treated fairly. So for all those reasons, staff recommended them.
I guess one of my concerns would be that if we would do it as a special use, I mean, this is going to be a topic of conversation, I feel, for every year, probably, or at least once in the term of an alderwoman or alderman to have to go through and try to figure out, okay, do we approve this special use or not? We're talking business zoned land, which should be profitable for the city. And we're saying there's going to be how many options for us to go ahead and do something in that zoning district that causes us to not have any profit brought into the city.
Although, okay, to be clear, in this particular instance and in some of these, if it's a multi-tenant building that the church would move in, most of the time they're leasing and it would still be taxable. But there's nothing to say that if they grow, they might want to buy, you know, CSM or condo plat, a part of it, and then their part would be not taxable anymore. But at this point in time, they're only leasing. Their application says they're only leasing, so they would be paying taxes. But some scenarios could be that they might not pay taxes.
Okay.
Similar to that, the Pandora's box that you open with this action, so you approve one, the next one comes along, which you may not want to approve, you may not have authority to turn down because you've established a precedent. Now, I don't know if that's legally correct or not. City attorney can opine on that.
I'd like to have the city attorney
opine
on that.
But, excuse me, Alderman, but it's also the public perception that comes into play as well. I understand what's going on in the background. Believe me, I know exactly what's going on in the background on this deal. Exactly. Exactly. Now, my issue with this is very simple. And Joel pointed it out. I'm going to be more plain. We have a shopping center that needs help. It needs people there between the hours of 9 and 9 every day to help that shopping center. A church doesn't do that. It's your action, but think bigger picture. Okay, Alderman Taylor.
All right. I don't even know what the background and from what's going on in the background, so I don't even want to begin to comment because I don't know. But the comment is interesting. I think the chuckle is even more laughable.
I didn't chuckle.
Oh, I think you did. So here's the thing. At the last meeting, we had a map, Alderwoman Mayor, that had the different B3 locations throughout the city. And some of them are on, you know, major corridors, which means the value of that land is a little more expensive, probably a little bit out of reach of most religious organizations to raise that kind of money to not only buy that land and then also build the church. You know, the fundraising necessary would be pretty, you know, enormous. It's a special use, which means we can always argue why we're going to vote no on it. I mean, we have the right to rationalize why. Here you have a situation, it is a strip mall that is not doing the greatest. So you could say, well, let's, instead of having a vacant space, and let's be realistic here, before the Republican Party rented it for a period of time, that was back in 12, sometime actually afterwards, not before, afterwards, Pico TV was in that corner, in that space. You know how much traffic a TV repairman in the 21st century drives? You know the answer. Zero. So, you know, that's a business. So we got to have a business in there that drives no traffic. We've seen other businesses come and go. We've seen restaurants come and go. So it's not necessarily that you put in a business and bam, the damn traffic just starts driving in. Here you're going to have people coming on Sundays, and if they have services throughout the week and then they use that to have classes, well, however they're going to do it, there's going to be bodies moving in and out. Better than sitting there vacant. So we can argue now that there's a reason why a special use that will come in down the road that they'd have to apply for, why it's beneficial to this community. If a religious organization wanted to take over a space in this community, a piece of land in this community that's vacant, and purchase it, and then we get zero in taxes, we can argue this is not good for our community because we're getting no tax revenue of it. So I don't see where we're setting a precedent because each situation here is going to be could be treated differently. So I don't agree with that at all. And I think we have the right as a legislative body to make decisions in the best interest of our community as a whole. And so if we feel this is, you know, when it comes to us down the road, if we feel this is the right decision, we make it. If one down the road comes in and wants to do something similar on a vacant piece of land or in a building that they want to purchase, if you look at the map, you would see where the B3s are located. You really have to question whether or not the amount of money it's going to take to purchase the land and build the church is going to happen. We saw what we were going to do with Southbrook on 76 south of Ryan, and the reason we were going to allow that was because there was challenges to the land. There was the Victory of the Lamb Church on Loomis. The reason we were going to allow that was and allowed it is because there was challenges to the land. If either of those parcels would have been perfect for a nice economic development, a nice piece of economic development to occur, I question whether this body would have moved forward. We would have said, look for another piece. Look for another piece. Because this is important to our community. We've got to have something taxable there. So that's my two cents. And that's being up front. I don't know what the hell's going on, you know, behind the scenes. But that's exactly where I stand on this issue.
I'd like to hear from the alderman of the district.
One of my concerns is that if we go to the special use, I walked the area, and I've talked to some of the tenants who are definitely against this, some of the existing businesses in the area. And they're not pleased about this. Other constituents in my district don't feel a church needs to be in a retail area. They're concerned about the tax dollars coming from it. So I'm thinking that if we went with the option double I, which is I think where you were heading, each one of those would come up for consideration, and that would be the screen that I'd be looking for. The surrounding businesses, what are their thoughts, and then where do the constituents come down on the tax base, and they'd like to see retail returning to this area. So this would be a limitation to that. That's where I'm at. I'm torn between it. I think it would be a good use. I think it would be, I don't have anything against the use, but I have a use of where it is.
There is a motion on this regard. We're supposed to be talking about the motion. So about the motion, Alderman Willem.
About the motion, I have mixed feelings. I heard the arguments on both sides. They both have valid points. Alderwoman Mayer's points were valid. Alderman Taylor's points were valid. My position sitting up here is that I've seen that almost every special use, religious or not, is a political nightmare. Every time we do one, it's very difficult. And it puts us all in a tight position. I'd rather see straight zoning and less special uses. And obviously, with the amount of people that are here, this is more people than an entire development project had. And that's the pressure that goes on when you have a religious organization. And it's hard to look at the people in the face and say no to them, especially use or not.